Hey, what's going on? Brian Jump. Welcome to the SAI Million Dollar PDR Podcast. I never play house. Not that I don't like it. I mean, it's not my thing, but I mean, it's not that I dislike it either. I mean, it's okay. But one of my former techs, trainers, good friend, he's a DJ. He's like, man, you never play house. So Jesse, you're right. So here it goes. Throw a little house in the background of this one. So I know it's not my thing. Just don't forget. Anyway, if it's your first time here, we give forth information that has served us well. It may or may not help you. I can't guarantee that. We're all different. We all have different attributes and mindsets and attitudes. But it's done well for me. So what do we charge for this information? Nothing. I don't know. It's just over 30 years accumulated, you know, success and some failures and missteps along the way. And hopefully you can learn from our wins and losses, you know. And if you do so, then guess what? You're going to probably have quicker success instead of having to go down the same road we had to go down. So it's all good. I'm looking for this quote that I got yesterday. Here it is. This tweet is so awesome. And this is by a guy named Ed Lattimore on Twitter. I subscribe to this, like, best tweets accumulation that I get once a week. And it's... this is badass. This is what the guy says. And just wrap your head around this. Someone with half your IQ is making 10 times as much as you because they aren't smart enough to doubt themselves. So, and I agree with that. So, basically, you can reword this. We can mixtape this comment. So, what Ed's potentially saying, Ed, if you don't mind me paraphrasing, is having confidence is one of the most single important things in business and life. You know, when you're dating, if you've ever dated, God willing, I hope you have, confidence is paramount, isn't it? It's key. The dudes and dudettes need to know that you feel good about yourself. So there's that. You've got to feel good about yourself. So just remember that. Someone with half your IQ is making 10 times as much as you because they aren't smart enough to doubt themselves. In other words, you got to believe in yourself and keep pushing forward. Keep persevering. Push those walls down. Push the walls down. So anyway, there's that. Today's kind of cool. I'm just trying to give out as much information that has worked well for me, and come up with examples. And this is relevant. This is fresh. But this stuff has happened to us year after year after year. Which is now not at the beginning. At the beginning of doing Hail, way back in the '90s. Shizzle. That's on podcasting. Somebody dropping off their car. I think it's the cousins. These are the cousins. If you listened to the podcast last week, the one cousin backed into her other cousin. So we may have to put this. We're gonna roll it. We're gonna. I'll wait till they come to the front door, and then you guys can listen to the dialogue. Nice girls. I think that's who it is. And they're right on point too. Right at 7 a.m. I love them. Turn down the house a little bit. Morning. So anyway, so what I was going to say was that Hail, back in the '90s when we first started, we had some trips where bus, and I remember we rolled to Dallas-Fort Worth one time, and it was a total bust. We didn't make nothing. It sucked. And the Hail was so bad. I mean, Hail's gotten worse since then, but that was like an F5 downtown Fort Worth. Blew out plate glass in the high-rises, and then we went to this Mercedes store where the guy said, yeah, come on by and check out her shit. All his shit was totaled. You know, it broke all the glass out of the cars. I mean, it was nasty. This was, I mean, people had to be hurt in the storm. Broke all the glass out, then the rain came by and flooded out the cars. I mean, does that sound like something that a PDR tech's gonna build? No. No, what they needed is they need one of those restoration guys that comes around with a wet dry vac and just cleans up the cars and gets them on a transport truck and sends them off to the auction. You know, have the insurance write them all off and then let's go. Crazy, crazy bad storm. But that's my point. We didn't know a lot about hail back then. We've learned a lot about how to qualify storms, how not to travel 24 hours, 26 hours across the United States, all for naught. So, craziness. This example today we're going to talk about, I think it's going to serve you well. Yesterday, to recap some more repairs, we did, a Mercedes with, it was a GLE with some dents in a bumper. We had an RX with a front bumper and then a quarter panel we did. And she, this lady's been crashing her car because she's got cataracts that have developed rather aggressively. So she's going to have surgery, but I guess these cataracts got to get ripe, she was saying. So she's got to wait. And just like fruit, they ripen up in your eyes and then they pluck them out or they cut them out or whatever. So anyway, she's gonna have her cataract surgery, but we're gonna fix up her car because it's jacked up. We had three Priuses yesterday. I podcasted a ton about Priuses. Okay, here they come right now. So let's see here. Morning, girls.
Morning.
You gonna do this?
Yeah.
All right. Gonna make it look all pretty. All right, probably a full day. Is that cool? You guys can go.
What time?
I mean, let's hope for like 3, but.
You work today?
No, tomorrow.
Oh.
We'll have it done by end of today.
Okay.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. It's not an overnight or anything.
All right.
Yeah. If you don't hear from me, like let's say by about 3:34, just give me a shot. And I'll give you an update. But yeah, hopefully later this afternoon.
All right. Sounds good.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Good seeing you guys. So that was the cousins I was talking to you guys about last week on the podcast. I'm talking kind of quiet because I don't want to hear them talking about it. But the one cousin backed into the other cousin's car. And she's like, I'm like, well, what kind of cousin backs into another cousin's car and making a joke of it? She's like, yeah, but, you know, I did take her to the hospital a month ago, so we're even. I'm like, shit, sounds like a story, but I'm not going to ask. Hail. We were just talking about repairs, and then we're going to get into how we build out $5,600 for 20 dents. We got it done leisurely in 4 hours. And these things are out there. These kind of repairs are out there. You just need to know how to set the golf ball up on the tee and tee it off. Okay? If you don't, then you're going to have a problem. All right? So what else did we do? We had the RX lady with the cataracts. We had the three Priuses, that's what it was. The three wise men. The crazy thing was is I kind of got screwed up because I had two Priuses, both were Japanese dudes. One guy's name was Hiro and one was Matsumoto. And I confused the two guys because I had two Priuses with two Japanese dudes, and it was just, it doesn't happen that often where you get a culture and a car and you're like, okay, which repair was for which? Because they were completely different repairs. One guy was spending over $1,500, for which, by the way, we got a $100 tip last night, which was pretty bitching. When you spend $1,500, that's a lot of money, and then you throw another $100 at it and you're a Prius driver, guess what? Strong, solid. I would love that all you guys get tips like this. I hope you do. I've outlined it. We'll talk more about it again. It doesn't mean it's going to work for you, no, but we have a framework. Served us well. All right. So, anyway, let's not talk about the Priuses. Let's talk about this hail truck from Texas. 70, oh, no, that's right, no. Different vehicle. We had a hail truck come in. One last thing, and then we'll get to the Frontier from Minnesota with my partner worked on it. Okay, so hail truck rolls in yesterday to our shop here in Cali. Z71 black. Really nice. Guys put a lot of money. It's like, yeah, man, you know, my business, we got these cell towers putting up, we're going crazy. Business is just crazy. We're crushing it. I'm spending $2,000 a month in gas and my company's paying for it. I'm like, oh, wow, that's good. He's like, they don't even give a shit. They're just, you know, gas card at me and we're crushing. Good. He's got hail damage on this truck. He bought it at a discount out of Texas. The hail damage on this truck, like most people on the street, they don't realize how much these little tiny dents cost. I told him, I go, dude, look, that's $7,500, $7,600 worth of damage if I'm billing insurance. Obviously, you're probably not going to do a claim, although maybe you could. You know, I planted that seed right there. Hey, you know, some people would do a claim. Say, oh, you know, I was driving through, it just happened. Even though maybe somebody else already did a claim on the car, and then guess what? Insurance fraud. So I wrote it for $4,700. Roof, R&I, hood. Most of the panels had it. It was, the roof got hammered, but the rest of the truck was like nickel dime. It was gravy kind of hail we like. Do you think we're gonna get that truck? Even though he's crushing it and the business and this and that? Probably not. Because nobody realizes that they're about ready to drop 5 G's. I mean, here's the one thing. He's like, hey, I think I'm gonna repaint my truck. I'm like, okay, let's take a look at it. And I looked at him, I'm like, your paint's perfectly fine, you just have dents. That's an old school mindset to think that you have to paint it, right? This is 2022, this isn't, you know, 1902 or 1982. So do you think we got that job? Probably not. Okay, I'll get back to you. Maybe I'll just do one panel at a time, or da da da. I'm like, I thought you were crushing it. What's $4,700, brother? You're spending $2,000 a month in gas, I don't know. So, all right, to the entree of the meal, to the main topic of the podcast. Here we go, you ready? Steak and potatoes, medium rare. Steak butter on top. So how we got $5,600 for 20 dents in this new Frontier. And remember, this does not guarantee you'll be able to do this. I'm simply just giving you the framework, and then maybe, maybe not. But I hope this example serves you well, you and your business. So let's move on. New Nissan Frontier, my partner's doing hail. He's getting everything approved right now. He's got a track record, first of all. So this is important that you understand this. The framework serves itself well when you've got trust and reputation, okay? No cars are coming back, no complaints. The insureds aren't calling saying, you know what, this company did our hail, but my visor keeps falling down, or I hear this rattling, or they couldn't get this molding part in time, or you know, my car was dirty, or there was glue strings everywhere. You know, I hear all this shit. Hail is a lot of work, people. It's a lot of money, and it therefore begets a lot of work. Know that. But that track record, going back to that, it's a scorecard, it's trust. You make the customers happy with no issues, more than likely you're gonna get everything or most everything approved and paid fast. This customer never had a claim in over 25 years. Imagine all the insurance this guy's paid into the pot. They're glad to pay him out $5,600. Who cares? Custom color, he was afraid it would not match if somebody was gonna paint it. He mentioned that to us. He's afraid of paint. Love it. And that's educating. Because yeah, any good body shop can match the paint. Can you match the exact orange peel and hue and everything perfectly though? Now a good eye is gonna tell. It might look good, it might look appropriate, but it's not gonna look factory. And this poor guy spent a lot of money on this brand new truck, and the act of God just came down and slammed it with Granisa. So, 20 dents, $5,600. Rail dent, number one. Pretty good size rail dent. We wrote it immediately for paint and body. Body line dent in the hood. You know what? They don't pay us, excuse me, extra money for body lines. So half the time we just say they're too deep to repair and we just write to replace the panel, if you can. So that hood was chucked because of the body line dent. Hey, if you're not gonna pay us extra money for body lines, we'll just say we need to do a conventional. There's ways to work around the maze that insurance gives you. And by the way, a lot of insurance is still trying to get us to bite on the Dent Wizard matrix from like 1992. Nice try, boys. Panel Edge Dance, same thing. I write for, we'll say we can't don't have access and the glue pulling's not going to work, especially if it's aluminum. And then, of course, we add a lot for glue pulling. The main trick here, guys, get your pencils sharpened. Here we go. Lean in. You write a lot of it as conventional, as paint and body. You don't write a lot of this as PDR. Sometimes it will pencil out better as PDR, believe it or not. But here's the trick. That's the first one. Write most everything conventional. You need to know that, of course, obviously, right? Does that mean Mobiltech RX? No. Get rid of that little toy. Get yourself some real software, like CCC1. If the customer signs your hail repair contract and gives you the right to repair the car as you see fit, you can write it however you want and then do the repair as such. Did you hear what I just said? I'm not an attorney. I just play one on the podcast. But if the I'm going to say it again. And what this means is you need to have an appropriate hail repair contract. If the customer signs your hail repair contract, gives you the right to repair the car as you see fit, you can ride it however you want and then do the repair as such. AKA, ride it for paint and body, do it for PDR. Got it? The hood had two dents we rode to replace. That's thousands of dollars alone for that portion of the repair. So we're a third of the way there on that $5,600 already. Same with the roof. It's ribbed with body line dents. All right, now we're better than halfway there. And then you can see paint and body on the rest of the truck. You're already there. It's done. It's easy. This car took 4 hours to repair leisurely, smoking a Cuban cigar while we're pushing the dents. You see what I'm saying? And that's good money. I mean, you would hope to do two of those a day. That's how you can do $10,000 days. People are like, there's no way to push $10,000 in PDR. Yeah, there is. There's guys, back in the day, I used to shit my pants when I hear stories of guys doing $100,000 a month. And then I had $100,000 a month a year and a half ago. Now they're $200,000 to $300,000 a month stories that are circulating around. And this is how it's done. Conventional money, doing two cars a day at about $10,000 total take. $10,000 working a 30-day month, do the numbers. Okay, you only want to work 20 days? All right, you just made $200,000 this month. I'm sorry. Hail repair, guys, $250,000 to $300,000 would be good. $1 million is much better. And a lot of guys are doing it. A lot of guys, I'm telling you right now, a lot of guys who know what they're doing are doing it. There's more people in our business than ever. Yet the guys that understand the game, and you know what they say, don't hate the player, hate the game. These guys are killing it, killing it. So let's summarize, shall we? Lean in, get your pencil sharpened again, take notes. Do good work, number one. That's a given, I gotta say it. Know how to serve your customers well first. That means communicate. And if you can't communicate, hire somebody that can. Track record with insurance. Your scorecard better be badass. No complaints, no R&I issues, etc. Smoke, sex. Drunk mess. Side note, Canada makes PDR guys, companies, take an R&I class before they're allowed to do insurance work. And you have to show that certificate. Because so many complaints have come through the system where guys are just yanking down chicken handles and visors and breaking shit and then, you know, hot gluing it back together and say, all right, see you later, slapping the customer in the ass and kicking them out the door and collecting their Canadian dollars. No, that doesn't work. And then you need to know how to write a PDR sheet, both PDR and conventional. Guys, most of the people in the know in our industry are writing the paint and they're pushing PDR. And those that don't are losing. That's it. All right, so let's do a summary conclusion. Hail is good money, yes. But who gets to meet the customers? Think about all this work. I'm just going to summarize what a hail tech does. It's like all his hats, potentially, unless he's got other people helping him. But you got to greet the customers and meet with them and interact and communicate with them. That means when they're calling you and you're in the middle of doing their roof, you got to put the tool down and pick up the phone. That's it. That's irritating sometimes because you're like in the groove, right? Who handles the rentals? Yeah, they're going to need a rental, guys. You're going to have their car for a couple days, more than likely. Who does the detailing? You're probably going to do the detailing, but you got to shuttle the car back and back and forth, make sure it gets picked up and done right. R&I, who's doing that? We talked about that. Who orders parts? Who communicates with insurance? Who does the payment collection and the accounting? Maybe you're doing cashbacks. You got to track all that shit. Referral money. Follow-ups. QC. That's like almost 10 hats I just went through, guys. Yeah, $5,600 in a day is good money. 4 hours. 10 grand's great money, too. But that tech, he's hopping for that money. And you're probably saying, I don't care. I'll hop for 10 grand or 5 grand or even 1,000 a day. Yeah, I get you. But I just don't want anybody to have this notion that it's just cotton ball job, you know, it's you're just sitting there just chilling. You really kind of aren't. There's a lot going on. That's a lot of hats, people. All right, so that's pretty much it. Soon we're going to talk about a hail broker I know who lives on Lake Como. That's a beautiful, beautiful lake in the Alps. It's Italian Alps and Switzerland and borders a bunch of different countries up there and beautiful Europes. I've never been, by the way. I'd like to go see it. He's an accountant and he nets between 750 and 1.5 every season and he doesn't push dents. Doesn't know how. Dent Fix Corporation, I think, is the name of his company. How do I know all this? Because I sent him two texts a couple years ago to push in body shops in Germany. And I made like 10 or 20 grand each tech. Imagine how much he made. And the techs made. There's so much money in this business. So there it is. Alright guys, that's it. I gotta wrap. We gotta get to hopping here. Hope you appreciate this special episode. I hope it serves you well. I hope it's something you can take away. You can glean some info and improve on your business. Any comments or questions, 949-302-3464. Be sure and rate and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Purple Podcasts, whatever you listen to out there. Please, please, please. That helps us get more distribution, and therefore I can do more of these suckers. Because right now, guess what? We are self-sponsored. And don't forget about that tweet I talked about at the beginning. Someone with half your IQ is making 10 times as much as you because they aren't smart enough to doubt themselves. Imagine how that could apply to you in your life. Man, you know, I was thinking about getting a shot, but man, I'm gonna fail, or I could fail. My wife would hate me, and da-da-da-dee-da-da. That's exactly how that applies to you, potentially, in that scenario. You know, I was gonna hire a tech, but you know, I don't wanna fail, and I don't know if I trust, and can I really manage them, and on. There it is. All right, guys, I hope you like the Weird House music. First time. Could be a first and last. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to the SAI PDR Podcast, $1 Million PDR Podcast. I'm Brian Jump.
Hey, yo.
And we out.